This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Hope everyone enjoyed their Pesach vacation. We are back recording for Monday, April 29th, 2019. We are on Tesa Zayin Amud Aleph 16a, the third section. From Tanan Hassam to Kiddushin Me'acher, it is the blue text on the source sheet. Fortunately for us, this is a clean break from what we did before. And we begin the Gemara Tanan Hassam. Right, so we learned over there, Hanotel Eimal Habanim. Right, let's say you take the mother bird. Right, there's actually two different prohibitions with regard to the mother bird. You cannot take, right, you can't take the eggs when the mother bird is there. You also can't take the mother bird when the eggs are there. Right, Lotikacha Eimal Habanim. Rather, you have to send it away. So what happens? You take Hanotel Eimal Habanim. You take away the mother bird. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loke Ve'eno Mishaleach. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, you get whipped. Forget it. Don't bother sending away the mother bird. You've already violated. You took the mother bird. We whip you. No, there's no fixing this. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, right, the vav chet, chaf, aleph, v'chachamim omrim, mishaleach ve'eno loke. You send away the mother bird, and you don't get whipped, because you can fix it, because the chumash says, right, lo tikacha emal abanim, don't take the mother bird, rather, send it away. So, if you took it, you still can send it away. Zeha klal, this is the rule. Says the Chachamim. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda argues, but this is the rule posited by the Chachamim. Kol mitzvas lo sa'aseh sheyesh ba kum aseh ein chayavin aleha. Any, right, we've actually mentioned this rule many times before, as we went through the onus, the rape case before. Any mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, any negative commandment, don't do, don't take the mother bird. Sheyesh ba kum aseh, that has a positive corrective. I'd get up and do this, rather send away the mother bird. Ein chayav in aleha, you're not liable, and here it means specifically for lashes, because there's still something you have to do. Amrab Yochanan. Yochanan says, "Ein lanu elazos ve'od acheres." Yochanan says, "There is only one more example like this, okay, where you should get whipped, but you don't because you have another option." Amarle Rabbi Elazar, Heicha. So Rabbi Elazar asks him, he said, "Well, where is the other example?" It's a fair question. Says back to him, Amar Leilchi Tishkach Nafak Dak Vashkach. Right, when you want to find it, go find it yourself. It's not, I don't know how nice that was, but right, when you go out, he says, go and look, go find it yourself. So he went out and he did it. Right, Lechi Tishkach, go find it. It's a Nafak Dak Vashkach. So he went out to try and find it, and he thought he found it with the following. Did Tanya. Right, we learned in a Braisa, and this we've seen before. Ones, right, the rapist, Shigirish, who divorces the woman that he married, right, he had raped her and married her, that was what the Torah said, and now he divorced her. Im Yisrael hu machzir ve'en aloke, right, if the person, the rapist, is a regular Israelite, he divorces her, he's got to take her back, because the Torah says you got to keep her. Ve'en aloki, doesn't get whipped. Im kohen hu loke ve'en amachzi. If he's a kohen, the kohen gets whipped because the kohen cannot take her back because the kohen cannot marry a divorcee. So that's Rabbi Elazar believes. So I have another case. Right. I have another case where there's a positive corrective, and therefore I don't get whipped. And that's the case of the Israelite rapist who marries and then divorces the woman that he raped. He's got to take her back. He doesn't get whipped. Right? Very similar to, you took the mother bird. Don't get whipped because you can still send it away. Hani chalamanda tani. Right? Kimo vilo kimo. This works well, says the Gemara, according to the person who says, right, kimo vilo kimo. We give you the opportunity to fulfill the command. If you do, great, and if not, we whip you. Elamanda tani bitzlo vilo bitzlo. According to the one who says no, right, in the case where there is the positive corrective, you don't get whipped up until the point that you destroy the possibility of ever fixing it. Right, according to that person, the comparison between sending away the mother bird, Shiluach HaKan, and the rape case doesn't hold up. Right, in the person who says kimo velo kimo, right, it depends upon whether you, given the opportunity, fulfill your obligation. If not, you get whipped. Right, so then the cases are actually identical from a halachic perspective. Right, there is a negative command and a positive command. If you violate the negative command, you're given the opportunity to fix it with the positive command. If you do not, then you get whipped. But if you do, then you are patur, you do not get whipped. That comparison does not hold up well, believes the Gemara, according to the person who says bitlo velo bitlo. Right, that the only time you get whipped in these scenarios is not when you're given the opportunity to do it and you don't do it, when you've extinguished the opportunity entirely. So, the Gemara now is going to try and break down this comparison. Bishlam agabe shiluach hakan. Yeah, it works nicely by sending away the mother bird by shiluach hakan. Right, mishkachasla. So then, I actually can find either one. Right? Essentially, that's what the Gemara is saying. I can give you an example of kimo velo kimo. I'm given the opportunity to send away the mother bird. I do it or I don't do it. I can also find the possibility of destroying the possibility of sending away the mother bird. How do I do that? I shecht it. If I shechted I took the mother bird because I wanted to eat it. I shecht the mother bird. There's no more sending away the mother bird after you've cut off its head. Or severed its head. All right, so in that case, sending away the mother bird, I can establish it according to the person who says kimo, right? Give the opportunity to fulfill, or bitlo, destroy the opportunity to fulfill. Ela ones, in the case of the rapist, right? So you can also find the Gemara just assumes this. You can certainly find the possibility for kimo velo kimo. I've given you the opportunity to remarry her, and if you do, great, and if not, we whip you. But bitzlo velo bitzlo hechem ishkachasla. How do we find the possibility where you've made it impossible to ever bring her back? Right, and you have to do it. It can't be that just that she moves away or she dies or whatever. How do you destroy that possibility? Right, either katla. Right, let's say you killed her. She's not only a rapist, you're a murderer. You're a vile human being. But if that's the case, right, then you certainly couldn't remarry her because she's dead. But we have another principle. Kim lebe de rabba mine. Kim lebe de rabba mine literally means we give you the greater one. And that's the rule that when you have two punishments, we're always going to give you the one that's more severe. So in this case, if you kill the woman simultaneously, what have you done? You have essentially rendered the possibility of remarrying her non-existent, but you've also committed murder. You would get whipped for not remarrying her, right, for sending her away and no longer being able to fix it, but you get killed for being a murderer. So we're going to give you the harsher punishment. We're going to kill you. We're not going to whip you. So even in that case, you wouldn't get whipped. So we're looking now for the case. In the rape case, how do we find bitzlo, vidlo, bitzlo? How do we nullify the possibility of ever taking her back and then getting lashes? So Amar Rav Simi miChuzna'a, so Rav Simi from Chuzna'a says, Kigon shekibela kidushin me'acher. You accepted upon her behalf kiddushin from somebody else, and then you can no longer marry her. You haven't killed her. And in that case, Rav Simi of Chuzna says you would get whipped. Tomorrow we'll see that this answer is far, far from simple. But that concludes our learning for today. So please come back and join me tomorrow.